From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting funeral arrangements have been announced for boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday in Arizona. At a news conference Saturday, a family spokesman, Bob Gunnell, said the 74-year-old Ali had died of septic shock due to natural causes. He said that Ali's public funeral will be held Friday afternoon at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky, and will be open to the public. Gunnell said the family realized that everyone needed the chance to say goodbye.
Muhammad Ali was truly the people's champion, and the celebration will reflect his devotion to people of all races, religions, and backgrounds.
Former President Bill Clinton, comedian Billy Crystal, and journalist Bryant Gumbel will deliver eulogies. Tributes to Ali have poured in worldwide since news of his death broke. U.S. President Barack Obama called Ali's wife Lonnie Williams to offer his condolences. The White House said Mr. Obama told Ms. Williams that he and the First Lady felt fortunate to have met the champion. Civil rights activist, the Reverend Al Sharpton, called Ali a champion in all of life.
So yes, he could beat everybody in the ring, but don't reduce him to just another boxer. He was a historic figure that changed history, and as he walks into the ages, let's know who he is. Give a Harlem salute to the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called Ali one of the 20th century's great humanitarians. Brazilian soccer icon Pele said on social media that the sadness is overwhelming. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News.